Morning, Amanda.
Hi there. How are you going?
Going really well. There's been some new trends as far as what women and men are spending during this second lockdown period, hasn't there?
Yeah, it's been really interesting. I think the last 18 months has probably seen the biggest shift in consumer spending habits for many, many decades. It has been interesting to track how men and women have responded to 2020 and the challenges of 2021 differently.
Well, let's talk about us girls for 2020. What did we do last time we went into lockdown? What did we spend our money on?
Well, this is probably the most predictable aspect of the research. Women in 2020 comforted themselves by spending up big on fashion and beauty. That was all about sort of looking and feeling better in challenging times, whereas men during that same time spent more on audio and tech.
I'm not surprised about the women doing that because, you know, we want to feel good and, you know, going into lockdown, it is a weird time, that's for sure. But what about this second lockdown into 2021? The girls have changed a little bit with their focus.
Yeah, there's almost been a switch up. So this research that looked at both spending habits in detail for 2020 and 2021, which was commissioned by Addicted to Audio, what's happened with women is that while we spent more on fashion and beauty last year, we've seen a 217% increase in spend on tech with women this year. I think we've accepted that working from home and homeschooling is a reality, and so we've spent more on home hi-fi, working from home equipment, and sort of, you know, really upgraded our tech setup. And for those that have homeschooled, probably some noise-cancelling headphones.
Yeah, they'd come in very handy. What about the boys? Did they change at all?
Yeah, so they spent more, as I said, on tech last year, and now what we've seen is they've switched their spending to more luxury and leisure items.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, and particularly in the 45 to 54-year-old category, so a double spend on tech in that age group, but with men, they've certainly over-indexed on leisure items this year.
So the women did that in 2020 but went to tech this year, and the boys did a complete switcheroo compared to the women.
Yeah, pretty much, which is really interesting where our priorities directed over those 2 years. And I think, you know, interestingly, with extended lockdowns, and, you know, who knows how long these lockdowns are going to continue, I think what we've really seen is that both men and women this year, but particularly men, have accepted that, yeah, working from home is a reality and it's probably going to continue this kind of era of uncertainty. And so we're just generally spending more on the home, whether that be renovations, upgrades, you know, tech upgrades, we're getting new TVs, just making our homes more comfortable and fun, because that's where we're going to be spending more time.
Exactly right, because usually we spend so much time at in the office when we're at work and not so much at home, but now that home's becoming both, you sort of want that office set up, but you also want it to feel luxurious and your little sanctuary as well.
Yeah, it's sort of, I think what we're seeing is, and, you know, particularly for mums this year, I think that with so much uncertainty, and, you know, this has been the most uncertain time that humans have ever faced, probably, certainly in our lifetime, what women, like the default response for women, particularly mums, is to focus on the one environment that they can control for their family, and that's the home. You know, that obsession of how do we make our homes safer, more luxurious, more comfortable. You know, it is that cocooning kind of trend that I think we will see continue for sure.
Well, Amanda, thanks for your time this morning. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.